Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
We've all jammed our foot in our mouths at some point.
Oh, it happened, sure.
You know, said something completely by accident. Mm-hmm. Could not have been more insulting to the person you were talking to. Tommy, I watched it happen with my own eyes after you left the studio last week.
Good.
But what we don't think about sometimes is how the person afterwards is left to deal with the damage you've caused.
Oh, what happened?
Well, one person in this room who maybe used to think she was part of a crew here at work.
Or she was all hip and modern.
Yeah, that crew has left her behind.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Thursday after the show.
Yeah.
Kimmy and I were sitting in here. We're watching Baywatch, as we do after every show. Breezy and Moose from 98PXY, the morning show.
Those are actual people. Remember now.
Yes, what do you mean?
They sound like cartoon characters. Today on Nickelodeon, Breezy and Moose.
Breezy and Moose. Moose and Breezy. So they come down into the studio, and we're just sitting around. We're talking about interns, actually, because there's an intern thing. Fun fact, Breezy, who works down on PXY, got her start here as an intern.
No kidding.
And she was hired as an intern by Kimmy.
Well, wow.
Well, wow.
I did not know.
Wow, you sound like one of the characters on Breezy and Moose on Nickelodeon. Well, wow. So,
yep.
Kimmy used to
You're welcome, PXY.
There you go. So Breezy is talking about how she owes her entire career to Kimmy bringing her in.
How cool
building.
Is that?
Yes.
Yep.
It's a very nice thing to say.
Yeah.
And then Breezy is describing coming into the studios for the first time to interview with Kimmy.
Yeah.
And I will read you the quote. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is what she says out loud to Kimmy's face.
Right.
Quote, "It was so cool. It was so exciting. And then I got to meet Kimmy." And she looks at Kimmy and says, "Kimmy, I used to think you were so cool back then."
Wow.
Yeah.
Back then.
She says, I used to think you were so cool back then.
She idolized you.
Yeah.
She wasn't trying to be mean.
No.
That was a serious thing that fell out of her. Totally unnecessary shot fell out of her mouth. And I, as soon as it comes out of her mouth, "I used to think you were so cool back then," I started howling with laughter.
How could you not?
Kimmy is sitting there in a state of shock because you and Breezy are friends.
Yeah, we're not that far apart in age.
Sounds like you are.
You would think, after that comment.
But you and Breezy, you guys hang.
Yeah.
Right? Like, your husband helped Breezy move her house with his pickup truck.
Yes.
Did she help you move when she thought you were cool, or was that after?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
Must have been after she thought I was cool.
All right, so Kimmy, when Breezy looks you in the face and says,
At first, I was like, "Oh, that's nice." And then you let it sit for a second. And you're like, "So what about now, though? What happened?"
Not cool.
What'd I do?
You are not.
To make myself not cool anymore.
What happened, Tommy?
You got old.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, how's it feel?
No, I mean, I knew I was old.
You do it to me all the time.
Well, yeah, but you are old.
So is your ass, according to Breezy.
Not according to you. You still call me a kid.
You're Tommy.
Oh.
You're a freaking Tommy.
Well, we all turn into Tommy at some point.
But that's so sad.
It is sad. Can't fight it.
Why even try? With your old withered ass.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. What work crew do you fit into? And the reason I ask, now I can't speak for every workplace, Tommy, but tell me where you think I'm wrong here when I start talking. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It seems at every job, there are three work crew groups. There's the old set that's been there forever.
Yep.
They've known each other for years.
But they were one time the young set.
You got it. There are the middle agers who have earned a little respect for being there like a decade or more.
They've seen a bunch.
Yep. And then there's the fresh facers.
Yep.
And those are the kids who still go out. They do things together, happy hours.
The crew, yeah.
Food, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And those three sets, for the most part, only interact with each other at work.
Yeah. You grow with the people you came in with.
Exactly. So in this building, that's the case, right? For the guys, there's the old crew, like Tommy Spisano, Billy Kidd's been here for like 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have known each other forever. You've seen it all. Then there's the middle crew. It's like me, Devin's on PXY, Moose from PXY. Mm-hmm. We've known each other. We all came in around the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kimmy just found out she has been pushed out of the Fresh Face crew.
Oh, no. I've been out of the Fresh Face crew. Fresh.
You're so old, your mouth don't even work anymore.
No, I'm in that middle crew.
Oh, you're Sandy and TJ.
No, I'm with you and Debbins.
No, it's also gender specific.
I was literally hired the same day as Debbins.
It is gender specific. I'm not in the
boys' middle crew?
Look, it's a boys' club. Look, when you look at guys like me, Debbins, and Moose, you see a couple of tough guys.
Yeah.
They're only hanging out as bros.
That's a wall of flesh right there. I would say it's even sadder for you.
Why is that? I'm not the one in the turtleneck.
Okay.
Great comeback. Are you done?
You're going to need a turtleneck soon. Like, you're alone.
I am. I'm in a way. Yeah, you're right.
There's no other girl your age here you could hang with.
What are you talking about? You can hang out with TJ and Sandy.
TJ is a mom.
I want to hear what Kimmy has to say.
No, I want to hear how he's going to bury himself right now.
Yeah. TJ's an older woman with kids. I mean, she's got kids almost your age.
Wait, now Kimmy's young? No, she doesn't have kids Kimmy's age.
She's got kids that are in high school and college.
Yeah?
That's closer to her age.
Kimmy's like 72 years old.
But she got no child. She's got nothing.
She
got no child.
Is that a new karate move you're working on? Child.
Don't hit a child. Child.
Right. No. I am kind of on an island here. I don't know where I fit.
Because you don't have anything in common with her.
What do you mean? How do you know?
Terry's gone, and she was older because she was my set.
You are so bad.
Sandy's older. Really
bad. Sandy, stop saying that.
But she is. I mean, they just celebrated 25 years on the radio,
Now I'm never going to fit in with them because I had to explain you to them.
So I can't. Yeah, you're like me, man. You're like, yikes.
I don't know who to go to.
252-WCMF.
Apparently, I can't be in Pat's boys' club.
Well, I mean, do you want to hang out with me and Debbins and Moose?
I figure we're all kind of in the same boat.
I never looked at you. We have our own cool kids crew because we all hang out here together. The coolest.
But that's our job.
The cream of the crop. Wow, yeah. Thanks, man.
No, but it's a job.
You are so bad at this. How are you worse than Breezy? You are old man Breezy. Old man Breezy just keeps talking.
Tommy and I are both on islands, but they're very far apart.
No, but like...
yours is frigid.
252-WCMF. Breezy, who works on PXY. I was hanging out in the studio with Moose the other day. Me, Breezy, Kimmy, and Moose. And Breezy's recounting how she got her job in radio. She was hired as an intern by Kimmy. That's how she got her start. And she's talking about how she wouldn't have this amazing dream job if it weren't for Kimmy. And she's talking about her first time she's coming into the studio. And it was so cool seeing the studio. And she was all excited.
Yeah.
And then I met Kimmy. And Kimmy, you used to be so cool back then. And I lost it. I was howling with laughter. Moose knew you were offended. He's trying to be cool. Breezy's like, what? What? She is. You guys are the same person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is astonishing.
I should be in her crew. Ooh, I'll jump in her crew.
I don't think she wants you in her crew.
Dress wise.
No, I mean, on paper, they should be in the same crew. But I feel like they would just offend each other constantly.
I don't think either of them are offendable enough where they still wouldn't love each other.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've known this man a long time. Right. I've got to know Breezy pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice girl.
Yeah, but she does one thing that I think is going to... You're going to kick her off your island.
What's that?
She doesn't wear shoes.
Oh, yeah. She's a big old barefoot princess.
Yeah, I don't get that. At work.
That's where he draws the line.
Of all the people we've worked with that were complete scumbags, that's what bothers you? That's the person you can't get along with?
Because we had a guy here that used to do it, too.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Yeah, but that guy had gross-ass feet.
But he had gross-ass everything. Mouth, feet, political takes. He was just gross.
So go back to the groups at work, right, based on age, right? Like, those groups are real. Like,
oh, yeah, they're cliques, basically, and you find your clique of age, and it's usually the crew you came in with.
But it is so weird how, like, you just decide subconsciously, you are my people, right? It's like, you know, Moses in the desert. Like, this is my tribe, and we are going to stay together until all of us fall away.
But you kind of find, you find each other, because, like, you found it when you came in here with the Fat Boy Club. You had plate club.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't even actually have a job here yet, and you were already in regular rotation in a clique.
He's right.
Well, but most of those people are gone, though.
Every one of them are gone.
Because if you're in garbage plate club,
nobody's
going to make it to 80. Like, every 6 months, there's another funeral to go to. The Lard Boys.
For God's sakes, man.
You used to call me the Lard Lads or something like that.
I don't know. You had a bunch of names. Yeah. Lard Lads, the Diabetic Dennises, all these weird stuff. No, you're right. There is a weird situation every once in a while, Kimmy, where you can be hired so young that you end up a part of multiple cliques.
Fall off.
Well, yeah, because like I got my job when I was 23, but I was hanging out here when I was like 20, right? So I went in with the fat guys, right? And that was my crew. And the fat guys started falling away. They ended up, you know, going and doing other things.
Yeah.
But all the young people they hired after that were still around my age.
Okay.
Yeah. So me and Moose and Debbins, Kanye when he was working here. Right. You know, it was all the cool kids crew. Cool crew, bro. Yeah. Kimmy's never had a cool crew.
No. No.
It's really sad now that I'm thinking about it.
Why don't you go spend time with Sandy and TJ?
Is it more sad for me never having a crew? Or is it more sad for somebody like Tommy that never found one?
Well, I mean,
I had a crew back in the day.
Well, yeah, where's your crew now? Because you have guys here that are your age or around your age.
Some are doing podcasts.
Is that what you call that?
Some are in Miami. Some are, unfortunately, I can't contact anymore.
Oh, they died?
Yeah, they're all dead.
That's not how the joke goes, you monster.
You screwed the joke up. The death, it's a punchline.
You good?
Yeah, you're right.
No, but you
got
know,
plenty of guys hang out with you.
So when
still.
I came
you
in,
got
I
Danger,
was like,
"You got Spizzano.
Nobody likes him. Nobody wants
that's
to spend time with him.
Some
people
mean.
Like Mike, I think."
No, I mean, Kimmy does bring up a good point.
I don't hang.
Nobody wants to hang with you. Like here, you do this thing.
I'm too cool, man.
No, that's not it. It's definitely a defense mechanism.
What?
Where like you don't want people to tell you I don't want to hang out with you, so you pretend like you don't want to hang out with them first.
Yeah.
When in reality.
And there are people that come in here and like you, and you just absolutely destroy them until they despise your existence.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean, come on. Tell me it's not fun.
Okay, Scott.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
So, like, the only crew you have left is us.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
This is your crew.
Hey, crew buddy. Hello. No, but like,
it'll be worse, right? I've heard horror stories.
I mean, she's not wrong.
You should be more popular. In the building.
You sound like the worst father of all time. You should be more popular and skinny.
By the way, with who?
But she is skinny.
There's nobody left.
You're a skinny, attractive girl.
That
you're
was
well
a joke,
educated.
You idiot!
And you should be like.
I'm not even listening.
No,
to
you anymore.
Should
be very popular, and you're not.
What are you trying? You should put out? Is that what you're trying?
No,
you're
put
a step
out.
Away from that.
But make an effort a little bit. Comb your hair.
I mean, you put
earrings
an effort in,
nice.
And it doesn't work for you. So if I'm going by your example, why would I do it?
It's different for women.
Is it?
Women have natural assets that I don't have.
Oh, my God.
No, you just do.
Rob, looking at two of the natural assets right now.
Yeah, but they're the wrong assets.
I mean, Kimmy, in all sincerity, right? Like, if, you know, you're a woman without a crew, a soldier without a regiment, why don't you go talk to TJ and Sandy? Maybe you guys will get along. Maybe you're at that point in your life now where they
guys can hang out.
What they have to say and do is...
Right, but that... because they don't hang out, so we're all just going to all of a sudden start hanging out.
Well, go talk to TJ. She likes going out. She goes to some of the same bars you do.
All right, maybe I will.
You don't want to.
I kind of like being by myself.
Right.
You have turned into Tommy.
I can introduce you to my ex upstairs. She's a load of laughs.
I like your ex.
I do, too.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Go ahead.
I've actually hung out. I've probably hung out with your ex more outside of work than you.
She's probably been to your house. Or she's invited, so.
Kimmy doesn't own a house. How long's it been now?
2 years.
It's been longer than 2 years.
Probably like three.
Yeah.
And we've not seen her house.
Like, she wonders why nobody wants to spend time with her.
You just spent the last 20 minutes telling me how I don't have friends.
I was defending you.
No, you weren't.
I was.
No, you weren't.
I'm making suggestions. Go talk to TJ. I'll set up a play date. TJ, okay. Would you like to hang out with Kimmy? Kimmy, circle Y or N. Oh, no, we'll set it up like a blind date because I'm going to be.
I'm not getting set up on a friend date.
No, I'll be there and make sure everything goes smooth. Like the parade's this weekend, right?
It's an easy. Oh, yeah. So, drinking, partying.
Wait. You are going to tell me how to make friends.
I'm really good at making friends.
No, you're not.
I've been in two clicks, Fat Guy Click and Cool Bro Click.
Yeah, and they all left.
No, I got my Cool Bro Click.
He just worked the room. I mean, he goes. Yeah. Station to station talking.
Does he do it because he genuinely wants to be friends with everybody?
Yes.
Or does he do it to get all the gossip?
Well.
Oh, look who's talking, couple of gossip queens.
I enjoy the gossip. I'm not posing as anybody's friend.
I'm not posing.
And we've lost some gossip, so we're looking for gossip.
I took Hope to a football game. I've hung out with TJ and her husband, drinking, having a good time. Spizzano, Sandy, we've all spent time outside of work. Moose Breezy, all of this. I'm the only one. I'm the connector. You need me.
I've known Scott.
You get kicked out of rooms.
Not anymore.
I've known Scott for 31 years.
Yeah.
I've never once socialized with him outside of work.
That is mind-blowing.
We've done work things.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like him and I going out for lunch or having drinks, never.
How is that possible?
Same thing with Danger. Weird. I've known Mike.
Danger's like your personality.
He's on our show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never.
Okay. Yeah. Are you proud of that?
I think
it just dawned on me.
Oh, my God.
But
child.
But, you got to go with your people.
Yeah, you don't have people.
No, I don't, they're not my people.
Even your people that were here before, all you do is talk crap about them now that they're not here.
Well, yeah.
Show sucks. You suck. So you're old. You're not. Child. Let's take a break.
All right.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you
some
of the greatest athletes in the world were in town playing for a continental championship?
What's a continental championship?
North America.
Oh, so this is...
Canada, U.S.
Okay.
Is Mexico? Mexico's North America, right?
Yeah. So the Americas.
Yeah, the Americas. You got it.
And so this is big time.
Well, it is. So keep in mind, athlete is a subjective term, right? I don't know why you're laughing. Golfers are pro athletes?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. This skill would be comparable.
Okay.
But you do have to wonder how someone figures out they're world class at something like this and how much time you would have to put in to put yourself at this level.
Well, you got to put the work in, Pat.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF over the weekend.
Who do we have?
The North American Pinball Championships. Oh, God. We're right here in Rochester. Why are you laughing?
Arcade punks.
They weren't punks, man. They were all like in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Over the age of 40, at least.
Jacked up on pizza and cherry soda.
Athletes from across the continent gathered at Pinball Collective in East Rochester to see who had the best flipper action.
Who's got the chops?
And bumper control. This tournament has existed for decades.
Yeah.
They have thousands of members.
So sad people from all over came.
Here this weekend,
we're
about 60 men and women who showed up to try and take home
women
the title. Well, I'm assuming there's women. There has to be women pinballers.
Back in my day, there were no lady pinballers.
Oh, no? Really? Because I've seen Tommy.
You weren't allowed to.
Shut up.
No. Women would get arrested at arcades if they even touched a pinball machine.
How common is professional pinball?
I hope not.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to
wait. When you say professional,
like
they earn a living?
I don't know. I'm
like
curious.
They're sponsoring?
I'm curious. I don't know. Because, like, I'm going to assume if we have a place with the space and connections to host a continental championship, right? We also have a community of serious pinballers here in Rochester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Tommy.
Yeah.
How would you look at a guy or a gal who is a top 100 pinball player in the United States?
How would I categorize them or explain them to you? Pathetic. And sad.
Why?
And ineffable. Like,
you can bend them over that machine, bro.
Yeah, but nobody wants to.
You sure?
Think of that. Like, you're in a prone position and people just pass you by. Your ass exposed. Nobody wants it, baby. Keep working your flippers.
We got it.
I got it.
Yeah. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I would think it was super common with guys your age because it wasn't hard to find a pinball machine.
No, like,
now
all
you
over
really
the place.
Have to go out of your way to kind of find one, which is why I would think it would kind of die with
but
each
just
generation.
Stuck with it.
Well, what if you're
good? If you just played it your whole life, realized I got a knack for it, and then just became something you enjoyed doing.
You're going to tell me if you met a 100, top 100 pinball player, you wouldn't be curious about how good at pinball they were. Like, you wouldn't want to watch and play one game of pinball.
Would you? It'd be like foosball or something. Remember I met a guy that said he was one time was trying to break in and become a professional foosball player.
But if you can make a living doing it or make a little side money, I mean, why not?
It sounds like you... make money by winning the tournament. So I don't know how common, like how often these tournaments happen.
Like
but
PGA,
maybe.
Kind of seems like that's where the payout is.
That's where the big money is.
Can you Google if there are professional pinball sponsorships, Kimmy? There have to be. There
I guess the manufacturer is a stupid pinball machine.
Yeah.
But if you were walking around, I wouldn't even know what that meant. Like whatever.
I think you'd be surprised. I know that if we heard the companies that make pinball, you'd be like, oh, like Midway makes pinball machines, right? You know Midway.
I do not know Midway.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yes, there are sponsorships for professional pinball players, including the Stern Pro Circuit and the IFPA Pinball Championship.
So the IFPA Pinball Championships is, I believe, what was in town this week.
Okay.
All right. How much work do you think goes into being a pinball player of this level to make it to the top 60 here in Rochester?
Well, you got to be in a, it's your life probably when you're not working.
Well, I'm wondering, maybe it is, maybe it's not. Maybe there are people that are just, okay.
Natural talent.
Well, look, if you're going to play the NFL, not only do you have to win the genetic lottery, you have to put in thousands of hours, right? From the moment you're like 10 years old. Exactly. A classroom, weight room, on the field. Is it like that for pinball as well?
Or you think they work out? Stretch before they play.
Well, maybe.
Like maybe they do hand exercises. I'm not kidding.
Well, think about it. I mean, there would be concentration involved, right? I mean, you're standing for God knows how long.
All right.
Maybe you would.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, can anyone that wanted to put in the time eventually get themselves to the North American Pinball Championships? Or is it like one of those things where you have to be born with something that other people don't have?
I would think it takes years. I would think it just takes so much time to really develop those skills to the point where you can compete with the best in the world at it.
She's right. They are, whether or not you respect it, they are the best in the world. It's something.
But it's something that you could never be a quarterback in the NFL, right? Never.
No.
No. But you could, if you're focused, you could do this.
I don't know.
Maybe you can. Maybe
I don't
you
know.
Can.
I don't know.
Bro, a pinball machine is built for common people to entertain themselves.
A football is built for common people to just go throw it on the backyard.
Is there like an ideal pinball body type like there is for other sports?
Yeah, doughy. Doughy and, no personality.
I would think the taller the better. Like, you couldn't be a professional pinball player because you couldn't see the whole table.
I get a lift. I get a little box to stand.
No, it's against standard pinball regulations.
Is that what
North
it is?
American, no lifts in North American International Pinball Competition.
I would think you're a very lonely, sad soul. Is that terrible to say?
No,
yes.
I mean, it's whatever. It is what it is. You've never accomplished anything in your life, and you want to criticize people that are at the top of their game in something.
But it doesn't matter.
None of this matters. I mean, look, Josh Allen just made $500 million.
It doesn't that matter.
But it doesn't really matter.
Well, obviously it does because they gave him a lot of money.
No, it matters because they make a lot of money.
Okay.
But, like, look, I love football. If the Bills all of a sudden ceased to exist, I would be sad for a while, but it wouldn't change my safety of my children, whether or not I owned a house, the food that was going in my body, like my life would go on.
All right, so is it safe to say, let's say you get to this North American pinball thing.
Sure.
Right, and you win it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you still can't get any trim. Is it worth it?
Well, I mean, if...
I mean, you're...
Yeah.
You're still...
Is it worth it?
You think? You I don't think still there are
say,
pinball groupings.
I think it's still impressive, no matter what you do, to say you're one of the best even if it's just in North America.
But you don't get any action out of it. Like to your point, there's no girls.
I don't know what the pinball community is like. There are women that are probably into it, too. Just the same way there are just the same way there are for like
The winner at the pinball game in the back of the store.
Look at how many women are into esports and things like that. It's the same concept.
Be a pinball princess.
A pinball princess. A pinball princess?
I just made that up. I don't know.
No, that would make sense, but I don't think they exist.
252 WCMF. Over the weekend, the North American Pinball Championships were held right here in Rochester at Pinball Collective in East Rochester, and the old piano works there. The 60 top men and women came to take home the title of best pinballer.
Good-looking group, too.
I'm with
I'd love to see that group photo.
Bro.
That group photo of Fuglies.
Bro, look at you.
I know.
You. You look like you've been hit in the face consistently with pinball flippers over and over. You look like a 70-year-old pinball machine that nobody's taking care of.
Do you think there is one attractive person?
Yes, of course.
At a 60.
Yes. I'm sure that I'm going to go ahead and say 40% minimum were attractive.
We're not 40% attractive globally.
No, we actually found out that 55% of people are way more attractive than they thought they were. We talked about this study. Look, I'm with Kimmy.
Where are they hiding them?
I'm with Kimmy. Mm-hmm. You have to respect anyone that gets to this level at anything.
Well, you know why? They made a commitment.
No, they did.
They stuck to it.
I mean, look, it's
easy to run your mouth all day.
It takes hard work.
Oh, it does.
It does. And
a lot of practice.
Yeah. Pinball is fun. No one's ever had a bad time playing pinball, even if you haven't played pinball in years.
Yeah.
When's the last time you played pinball?
Oh, my God. As a kid. I'm not going to give my hard-earned money.
And I know you don't want to hear this.
What?
But the North American Pinball Championships in Rochester is good for the economy, too.
For the pinball economy. These people spend.
Let's say.
They go out and party afterwards.
Let's say 40 of the 60
They're
folks.
They're all at 7-Eleven getting big gulps and rotating wieners. A bag of Sun Chips.
Was it rotating wieners, your mom's nickname, when she was hanging out around all the pinball guys? No, let's say 40 of the 60 people that were here stayed in a hotel the weekend, right? So that's 120 nights a hotel,
mm-hmm.
3 days. That's 360 meals they have to buy. That's plane tickets, that's gas, that beer, snacks for your hotel room. It's not a lot.
It all floats the boat, Pat.
Well, look, I'm sure the places that got their business in the greater Rochester area would be happy about having their business.
And I know the restaurants love when that crew comes rolling in for split checks. And I don't
text. Do they pay all in quarters?
Yeah. And I don't tip on the tax.
Look, we make fun of the niche things that Rochester puts on. Mm-hmm. The Cat Championships a couple weeks ago. The Pro Pickleball Tour coming through. The Lilac Trips and the folks who go to Mount Hope to see the cemetery.
But
and all
it all
that
has
stuff.
A following.
And it all helps us. It all adds up. It really does all add up. Shut up, you idiot.
It does.
You don't spend any money downtown. And you're going to sit here and criticize these people.
I'm downtown every day spending money.
You spend at the parking garage.
Yeah, it's a lot.
When's the last time you paid for anything within the city of Rochester?
I took my wife out to that hipster restaurant you told me about.
Which one?
The one with the Saint.
Patron Saint? That was 2 months ago.
Yeah. Well, you asked me when I went
down
to spend
money.
No, but
I'm saying you haven't spent money downtown since before we went on Christmas break.
No. Well, I don't go downtown that much after work.
All right. Finish this sentence then for me. All right. Guy with a pinball machine in his basement is?
Hopefully he has children. Wait, no children?
Hmm? No children.
Sad.
Sad man?
Sad man.
Like pathetic?
The worst. Pat?
He realizes what he just did.
I would never associate with that person. I would nothing to do with
him. Oh, let me lay it on thick now that I realized I did a terrible mistake.
I knew where you're going with
terrible. This. No, you didn't. You didn't realize it until you looked at Kimmy and she put her hand over her mouth because you knew you were going to make a mistake. Our boss has a pinball machine in his basement. A really cool one. A Rush pinball machine that I am super jealous of.
I will say this. He's one of the good ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if I were you, I'd be nice to our boss. Things are happening around here. Bro, any guy that has a pinball machine in his basement is awesome. I'm serious.
Well, you like all that crap.
What?
You like crapping up things.
Pinball? Well, everybody?
That's where pinball machines should live.
In
a man cave in a basement.
Yes. Okay. Look, I mean, okay, here's the thing.
Let's say you were a single guy.
Yeah.
You gonna go down there and play it by yourself?
Yes, I would do that.
Like alone.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you wanna even if you didn't want it in your basement, if you knew it was in a buddy's basement, you're gonna play it.
I'm not gonna play it.
You're such a liar. No. And that makes you even more of a dick. I'm not gonna play it on a principle.
You can't even set a drink on it because it's slanted.
Oh, my God. That's your problem.
By the way, he's got a drink holder on his. Pretty cool.
He does?
Yeah. Oh, what happened? Are you back in? Oh, actually, I like you, baby boss. You're so cool. Can I get a reference?
I hear they're for his Slurpees.
So here's the thing. I can't name a cooler thing in a man cave than a pinball machine.
A bar would be for starters.
No, here's the problem. Bar.
Oh, and maybe a bed to bang some chick on.
In your man cave? Like, what? Is this what a sissy he is? Yeah, let's put a bed in my man cave. Oh, now it's a bedroom.
Now I'm living in a basement.
Idiot.
Well, has it just been?
Yeah.
Oh, one of those pull-out couches.
Again, it's now a bedroom.
No, only when you pull it out.
Okay, why would you not just go
have your own bedroom?
In your bedroom.
Yeah.
You idiot. In a bed that does. Yeah, because chicks love having sex on beds that pull out. Big old futon effer, are you? You bring up the bar. Bars are cool, but there are people that don't drink, so the bar does them no good.
Why do you want to hang with them?
You don't need to know rules like a pool table or a shuffleboard, which some guys have in their basement.
Or that skee ball thing.
Yeah. They just look
cool. Cool.
I mean, pinball, and there are so many different kinds of machines, pinball machines.
I know.
You can get one that's super unique. So there's this store in Henrietta.
Because they have themes, right?
Well, some of them are like super expensive, right?
Yeah. Ooh, both of those things.
That would be cool in your house.
Slot machine?
The old-time handle-pull slot machine.
Where's the fun in that?
Do you know how slot machines work?
Yeah.
It's not like magic where you win money. You have to put the money in the slot machine.
No, you hook a line to the bank.
You're an idiot. What?
Old-timey slot machine would be cool.
There is a store in Henrietta called Marlin Amusement. It's right next to BJ's.
Yeah.
Okay. And they sell vintage pinball machines.
Yeah, you were telling me.
And I go...
They can't keep them in.
I go in there once every 6 months. Well, they have new ones every time, and they have vintage, they have new, and I just walk through and I dream, because I will never be able to afford one of these. But if I hit the lottery, the first thing I am doing, I'm going to Marlin Amusement, I'm buying a pinball machine.
What theme do you want? Old, new?
Well, they had an NHL one from like the 1970s that I really wanted.
Oh, wow.
But I couldn't afford it.
Okay.
And they also had the new rock bands are big in pinball machines now.
Yeah. When you say couldn't afford, what is a vintage... slaughter go for
the cheapest one was like $2,000.
God damn,
they got up
for like a real one,
a real pinball machine. Yeah. They were up to like $11,000-$12,000.
You gotta be for used ass.
No, so those were the newer ones, but still, I mean, you know, I ain't got $11,000.
I got out of the game when it went digital.
252 WCMF. This is a man who I'm sure is actually probably really good at pinball.
Oh, I'm sure, I am so sure.
Barber's on CMF. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
What's going on? We know that 13-year-old Tommy in military school was there at the pinball arcade with his white T-shirt with his bubblegum cigarettes rolled up into his sleeve. But every time he played, it said tilt.
I didn't get that last part.
Every time he played, the machine always went tilt.
Nope.
You don't know what tilt is.
Well, you pushed on it.
When you hit the machine too hard, Tommy was humping the machine so hard that he would make it tilt.
I was trying to have sex with the machine.
Okay, that was a bridge too far.
Because I had candy cigarettes.
Barber on that pipeline.
I was strung out on sugar.
I mean, you got to give me one more rope to have him having sex with the machine before, you know what I'm saying? Like, just for future joke reference.
Tommy, what other video games did you play in the arcade back then? What was big in the...
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
In the mid-70s.
Oh, he's going to take over the show now. Go ahead. Answer Barbara's
question. I was a big Pac-Man guy, you know. Stuff like that.
Were you banging it?
Yeah, I was banging Miss Pac-Man.
No.
Two at a time. Two at a time.
Barbara, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Were you the kid that, like, when the stuff started coming out, you weren't good at it, so you just started hating it?
Yeah.
You were the kid that threw the controller and gave up and never played again?
Solo child syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Oh,
this game sucks anyways. You're nerd if you play it.
My dad sent me to private military school.
So I talk like a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah. Yes. Well, 100%. My daddy would buy and sell. He bought a pinball machine. I broke out a baseball bat when I was done having sex with it and borrowed fantasy of his own hair. Let's take a break. This guy was going to be the thing that changed it all.
Yeah.
The closer.
All right.
You needed to push over the top. Mm-hmm. And I mean, with the benefit of hindsight, did not happen.
Oh.
No.
But here's the thing. There's a couple of incidents that happened while he was here.
Yeah.
That will change how we see this guy moving forward forever, depending on what kind of Bills fan you are.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we talked this morning about Josh Allen's new record-setting contract, $330 million over 6 years, $250 million guaranteed, the most guaranteed money in any NFL contract ever. And when that story hit, it swallowed up a lot of other stories.
Sure.
For example. Terrell Bernard, linebacker, re-signed this weekend. Greg Rousseau, defensive end, re-signed this weekend. And to clear some cap space, the Bills have released Von Miller.
Oh.
You didn't see this?
No, I did not.
That's how much that contract, Josh contract swallowed it up. So it is a cost-saving move.
Well, he wasn't very effective. I mean, Andrew got hurt, right?
But here's what's weird.
What?
So he's had a really rough two seasons.
Yeah.
You're right. Did you guys know, even though he's done really nothing the last 2 years, he's still currently the NFL's active sack leader?
Damn.
Yeah, because he hit like his bonus or something last season.
No, but I'm saying like he has career. The most sacks.
Right, but I was surprised when he hit that last season because I didn't realize how many he had.
But it wasn't, and I would have thought someone was close enough where they would have overtaken him.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Okay, so Von Miller came with a bunch of pomp and circumstance.
Well, he was Mr. Hollywood coming to town.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Kimmy now.
Well, he was like
Mr. TV.
He was the headliner when he decided that it was almost like a realization that, hey, big names want to come here.
And he's a Super Bowl champ, two-time.
Two-time. And, I mean, that we don't forget, we signed him after the 13-second game, right?
Yeah.
And the argument was you can't get to Mahomes. If you're going to do this, you need a closer. And he was the closer. Yeah. The guy
missing
that was
piece.
Yeah, shut the game down. Was his tenure disappointing?
Well, yeah.
I would say yes, just because of injury. I mean, you lost him for a little while there. He came back. He wasn't as, not that he wasn't productive, but he wasn't what you thought.
He wasn't productive. He was not productive. They sat him down for a game. They sat him down healthy for a game. I mean, look, it started promising. He was on track for 17 sacks that first season. Mm-hmm. Rips up his knee.
And that's it.
In Detroit. Well, then you had the off-the-field incident, which made things very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Then he came back to playing a little bit well this season. Like, okay, he might be something. And then the suspension from the off-the-field thing,
which makes
things uncomfortable again.
Yeah. He was a bust.
So, Kimmy, he's a disappointment?
Kind of, I think.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he was still somebody fans got excited to see.
Well, in the first year.
No, I mean, if you went to camp, like, that was that was a big name that was going around and signing autographs and shaking hands. So,
all right, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it may be hard a day after a release to fully understand what the legacy of a team player will be.
Okay.
Who do you consider more disappointing, Von Miller or Mario Williams?
Oh, probably Mario Williams because you got him younger. And
you paid him like this guy's going to be here for a long
time.
I mean,
he was supposed to be the anchor of the defense, right?
And he was, actually. And that's why I asked that question, is because years later, you think he's more disappointing. Kimmy, you wouldn't disagree with Tom.
Well, in terms of like the investment you made in
the guy.
Because
you were building a future with this guy. You weren't doing that with Von Miller coming in at that age.
All right, Kimmy, can you do me a favor? Can you give me a year-by-year sack total of Mario Williams while he was in Buffalo? Because I think your jaw is about to drop.
He was that good?
He played really well. He earned his money up until the last year or two, which is to be expected, right? He overaged the contract.
Do we know what exactly years?
It should have the team he was playing on with the sack total next.
He's got to be broke.
Well, why do you
he
say
has
that?
To be broke?
Why do you say that?
Because he owned every toy four times over. He owned multiple speedboats. I want to say three or four Lamborghinis. And he openly talked about it when we interviewed him.
Okay.
And somebody called in and said, what, you don't like Ferraris? He goes, I do. I have three of them.
He also, let's not forget, Kimmy, I got the numbers right here.
Okay.
He was the first person I knew that had a drone.
Let's not forget, he also bought a fleet of high-end sports cars for a police department in his hometown.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Kimmy, do me a favor. While I'm reading this out loud, give me the deal he signed here in Buffalo.
It was $100 million.
Yes, it was a big deal at the time. All right, first year in Buffalo, 10.5 sacks. Very impressive.
Yeah. No, first year, 5.
No, I'm looking at it right now, 2012.
I'm looking at it, too.
16 games played, 10.5 sacks.
Oh, I'm sorry. This was his last year.
All right, I got it right here. All right, ready? 10.5 sacks the first year.
That's a good one.
13 sacks the second year.
All right, he's pouring it on.
14.5 sacks the third year.
Damn. All
right. He then had 5 in his last season. The Bills released him, and that's when the contract was pretty much shot. So in the in the prime of that contract, 10.5 sacks, 13 sacks, 14.5 sacks.
All right.
And you remember him as a massive disappointment.
Yeah.
He earned his money. He got his money. I mean, he did his job. Whether or not the guy was a weirdo is another question.
Yeah.
But it is funny how time will change your perception of what a player did in
Buffalo.
I
guess because we never went anywhere with him.
But exactly. And yes, when you spend that kind of money on that guy,
you never got to the, did it go to one playoff?
No. It was part of the drought. But you were never going to, investing that kind of money with the roster they had in this one kind of player was never going to get you a playoff team. It was just to get Bills fans excited. Same reason they signed T.O. all those years ago.
I remember the T.O. But he was fun. He was a funny guy.
Now, that guy it was a
personality plus.
Sure. But it's funny how you remember T.O. as a positive when he just came in, took money for a year, and then left.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But I liked him. He was funny.
I mean, here's the thing. He was a good soldier, right? Never caused any problems. Buffalo. Yeah. God, how embarrassing was that?
What's that?
They gave him the key to Buffalo before he played a game. Yeah. And when they win? 3 games, 4 games that season?
I don't know what the total was.
The one lasting memory is Ryan Fitzpatrick launching a 98-yard bomb. I think it was in Jacksonville. Touchdown pass. Oh. That's it. That's all I remember of Terrell Owens.
And he didn't make much noise here because he was pretty flashy. He caused a lot of problems wherever he went.
Yeah, I mean, you remember
he dance on a Dallas Star one time and they got pissed off?
Yep, yeah, that happened. That caused a fight. Did it twice. Yeah. Got thrown out of Philadelphia.
Did he rub his ass on a goalpost?
No, that was Randy Moss mooning, the fake moon.
But I thought he rubbed his ass on it. Or did he pull out his...
Was that a fantasy that you had?
Maybe. Did he pull out a Sharpie and autograph something?
He did do that.
Yeah.
Right after he scored a touchdown or something? Yeah, he was that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he had a really controversial commercial that aired right before Monday Night Football. They got really pissed off.
Back when Desperate Housewives was on.
Right.
It was T.O. in a towel with another one of the actresses.
Right, and he was carrying her off into like the showers or something like that.
Very steamy.
Yeah, he was going to bang her, but I got to make this quick, man, because it's Monday Night Football.
I do find it funny like what controversy that was back then. Like the whole show was about everybody banging everybody, but this is a bridge too far.
They got pissed.
All right, so here's the thing. Yeah. As we have this whole discussion about Von Miller not being here anymore, the one caveat, both the Bills and Von Miller said, according to reports, they're open to a reunion if they can make the money work. So he may
not
be.
So he's not completely gone.
Well, he's off the roster now. If he can't find anyone else who's going to pay him, or there's a contender that doesn't want to deal with him, it's possible he's back next season. But I don't even know how to feel about that, Kimmy.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can win without him.
And I think
they've shown that.
Everything he predicted, the opposite happened, right? Again, the off-the-field
stuff. He
did
come in talking a big game.
Odell Beckham was coming,
everything,
man.
Everything he was asked, it was going to be the greatest ever.
Odell Beckham's coming. DeAndre Hopkins is coming, right? The Bills were going to win multiple Super Bowls while I'm here. I kind of just want to be done with Von Miller, I think.
Okay.
He's a lot.
Yeah.
He's a lot.
Yeah. Makes a lot of promises.
And another thing. Let's take a break.
All right.